Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping our listeners hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher, and I'm Bob Davis, and we have a very special guest coming on the broadcast with us today, and Bob Christopher will be introducing him in just a moment. But friends, if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, well, we cordially invite your call right now. If it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear directly from you at 844-322-2742. Whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, the number is the same. In the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We do have a special guest with us on the first part of our broadcast today. It's the chairman of the board for Basic Gospel. It's the one and only Paul McLean.
Hey, Paul.
Paul, welcome to Basic Gospel today, my friend.
It's good to hear you guys on the radio. It's just what a blessing you guys really are.
Good to have you.
I remember the last time I called you, as I was calling you live from Mexico last June.
That's right. That's right. You were, as you and Holly were down there building some homes and doing some mission work. That was a great, great little conversation that we had that day. And we're just so glad you're with us today. You know, you and I talked last Friday just a little bit about, you know, what's going on in the world as far as this COVID-19 is concerned, the fear and panic that's really set into the hearts and lives of so many people, and how it's so vitally important for us to continue to be a voice of hope and reassurance during this critical time. We certainly want to call on all of our listeners to be praying for a quick end to this global pandemic. And we also want those who can at this time to continue to give to Basic Gospel. Why? Because this message is needed. This is an unprecedented opportunity for us to connect people to the love of Jesus Christ and to really anchor their hearts and souls to his death, burial, and resurrection. The world doesn't provide a firm foundation. That's only found in Christ. And when we're standing on the foundation of Christ and his love and grace, then we have some confidence to go through the trials and tribulations that come our way. So it's vitally important that we keep this message going out, isn't it, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. And kind of one of the reasons I called you last Friday was your message on March 16th. I get your broadcast downloaded to my email every day, and sometimes I don't listen, but most of the time I do. And the last Monday on March 16th, if everybody hasn't got that message, fear to faith, it's just an amazing message, and you just nailed it with that, and it spoke to how people are, what they're going through now, and all the tension and everything else. And one of the verses that you put in there was Hebrews chapter 13, and if I can just read just a portion of that. It speaks about what's going on with people today, and also speaks about almost directly to the ministry there. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. We can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And this is the part where you guys come. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange thinking, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace.
Oh, man, that's just a powerful passage. I wish I'd read the rest of that on that Monday broadcast. But that is, and certainly at this moment in time, there's a lot of hearts that are being turned and twisted and pulled and all of this sort of thing by what's going on in the world. And there are hearts that need to be strengthened by the grace of God. And I know my heart needs to be strengthened by the grace of God, and yours as well. And we all need this good news. And it's important that we continue to be a voice sharing this good news and strengthening of the hearts of people with the very grace of God.
Yeah, I think now more than ever. I know you're most of the churches in your Dallas area are if they're still around, doing a service. They're doing it online with just a minimal staff and broadcasting it. I know our church is doing the same thing. And so people are just home alone. And I think it would be a great time for everybody just to go to your website and just binge listen. Just go from one program to the next. And it's just amazing how much that truth will just change your heart.
Yeah. It certainly will, and I love that idea. Binge listen to Basic Gospel,
yeah.
And certainly we have all of our archives on our website at basicgospel.net. You can just click the radio link, and you will see all of those archives. So you can listen if that's what you would like to do. You can also watch the video of the broadcast. And so either way, either choice is going to be a good choice for you to really allow the truth of God's Word to renew the mind, strengthen the heart with the very grace of God, and to really let you see that in Christ you are standing on solid ground. You are standing on ground that is unshakable, unmovable. And with that, you can have some confidence and apply wisdom as you go through this current trial that the world is going through. I mean, this isn't just isolated to our country. I mean, right now there are cases of this COVID-19 in 144 countries around the planet. So this is something that we're all going through, but we all need to be to have our hearts strengthened by the grace of God.
Yeah, you sure do. And also, I think we're also getting opportunities that we don't get generally. A friend of mine was going through the checkout at a store, and it was kind of like everybody trying to grab everything they could. And this particular store had a limit of two of each thing. And the lady behind that was a checker was just going through it, and this guy came up with 20 of everything told the guy that, no, you can't have that. You just got to put them back. And he just went ballistic on her, and the manager came over. The girl was in tears. And I think it's a great time for us to really demonstrate and live that grace through us, through the people that are serving us too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day about the Israelites in the desert as they wandered, and they were griping and grumbling, and Moses had just let them out in the wilderness so they would die, and they were mad about not having food and that sort of thing. And the next morning they wake up and there's manna on the ground, and God says to them, just go and get enough for today. And then he's going to have another provision of it the next morning and the next morning. And that's how we need to approach this, to recognize that this thing didn't take God by surprise. He knows what our needs are, and he's going to take care of us. That's what he's promised, that he would meet our needs according to his riches in glory. And so we can count on that. We can count on him to be faithful to his promises. Well, Paul, we certainly are so grateful that you jumped on with us today.
Yes,
and grateful for your leadership in this ministry, and for all the things that God is doing in and through you and your family to help connect people to his love and grace.
Yes, indeed.
My pleasure, guys.
Paul, be sure to say hello to Susie and Holly for me especially.
I will do that.
All right.
I'll let them listen to this. Okay.
Hey, God bye bless, Paul. Guys. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, great to have you, brother. Bye. Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and glad you've joined us, everybody. We have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. If you're hearing the live broadcast, you can call right into the studio right now and talk directly with us. But you know, friends, in this life, as I put it last week, there is one that you absolutely, positively, unexceptionally, and without question need to know. Fortunately, he is very knowable, and his name is Jesus. In a 5-message series called The Jesus You Can Know, Bob Christopher lays out the truth about our Lord, underscoring the fact that he is infinitely knowable and that he wants to know you. This is the most important relationship that we'll have in life, and we want to send you a copy of the series, The Jesus You Can Know, as our thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel in the month of March. Just click Donate at BasicGospel.net and get to fully know the one who loved you and gave himself for you, the Jesus you can know. Well, once again, 844-322-2742, we want to hear from you. In the meantime, the questions that came in over the weekend, Bob, let's listen to the first one right now.
Hi, I kind of keep overthinking things, like even good things. So I kind of like find myself confessing sins all day, and then like I'll keep like thinking something, and then I feel like I have to confess it again. So like, what does the Bible say about that? Or like, do you have any advice like how I could kind of stop this? Thank you. Bye.
Well, boy, what a great question. And as she was laying that out and listening to it, I couldn't help but think about Martin Luther, so the great reformer of the faith back in the 1500s, and he was exactly like that. He confessed everything, and he would go in to the priest, and he would confess, and they'd finally say, Martin, go do something, and then come back, yeah. Because he would just be there for hours and hours and hours. Or here's what changed it for him, and he went into the Word of God, started reading in the book of Romans, and this truth started to emerge. And what was that truth? It was justification by faith. The fact that Jesus Christ had died in his place, had died for his sins, and in exchange had given Martin Luther the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. So why do we confess? And it sounds like this would be the reason that you're doing it, so that you can stay clean and right before God. Well, no amount of confession will clean you up. No amount of confession of your sins will make you righteous in the sight of God. The only way that you're going to be made righteous in the sight of God is in receiving the gift of righteousness. So that's what it means to be justified by faith. Jesus Christ did the work. He took your sins, all of them, upon himself, and he died. He offered himself to God the Father as the sacrifice that would be full payment for your sins. God the Father accepted that sacrifice as full payment for your sins. So with that exchange, he gave to you the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. So that's what it means to be justified by faith. And when you start confessing that truth, that's when you're going to respond to the Lord with a grateful heart, and that your focus will be less on your sins and your sinfulness and more on Jesus Christ. So every believer, as Paul wrote in Romans 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but we have been justified freely by his grace. So Jesus Christ did something for you that you could not do for yourself. So begin to confess the work, the finished work of Jesus Christ, and begin to thank him for the righteousness that you have in him. And I guarantee you, your day-to-day life will take on a new feel altogether.
Absolutely. Well, we hope this has been a help to you, and thanks for reaching out. Don't have a name, but this is caller number one we've just addressed. So it's
yes,
basic,
indeed.
Basic Gospel, everybody. And we have want to remind you that when you call to leave a question or a particular issue you'd like us to discuss, be sure to give us your first name at least, and maybe the city or the area you're calling from. It helps us identify you, and not personally, but it helps us to have a name with the call. So we would love for you to do that. Add your first name and the area you're calling from. Well, another call that came in over the weekend was this one.
In light of everything that's going on right now, I feel like it's still a blessing that it's not wiping people out, but it's like at the same time, the man above won't give you nothing you can't handle. So I feel like, why is he giving us this to handle at this point in time in life when I feel like I got everything going, and then this happened, it feel like he's putting another hurdle in the journey he got set for me.
Well, that's a great question, and I want to correct one thing as far as this question is concerned. we think the Bible says that God will never give us more than we can handle. It never says that. No. It says simply that there is no temptation that we will face that is not common to man, and that in that he will always provide a way of escape. So there's lots of times that we get overwhelmed by the circumstances of life and know we can't handle them. We're not smart enough. We're not wise enough. We don't have enough power to overcome the situations that come our way. But we have somebody who is powerful enough, someone who is smart enough and wise enough, and his name is Jesus. So whenever we go through a situation in life that is overwhelming to us, that seems as if there's no light at the end of the tunnel, the Word of God simply encourages us to entrust ourselves to the one who judges justly, and that's Jesus Christ himself. So we walk by faith, and this is just an opportunity for us to walk by faith in Jesus, to trust him and to let him surprise us with his wisdom, his grace, his mercy, and his power to move us through this particular situation. So Bible doesn't say that God will never give us more than we can handle. He simply says we have a God that is bigger than anything that comes our way. So let's look to him. Let's keep our eyes focused on him. Let's trust him. Now, it's scary. It's scary because we're not sure. And if we're not sure, I think it's a good time to take a look back at how God's been faithful in our lives up to this very moment. I mean, we've all faced difficulties in the past. We've all faced tests or trials in life in the past. And if we'll look back and we'll look back through the eyes of the gospel, through the eyes of God's love for us, we're going to see very clearly how he was faithful to us in each and every one of those past trials, and that's going to give us the hope and the courage and the fortitude to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this trial, and I'm going to thank you today, and when I'm through on the other side of it, I'm going to thank you even more for your faithfulness.
Absolutely. Well, we hope this has been a help to you as well. And of course, Bob posted this past Thursday a wonderful new video, How to Overcome Anxiety. And I think with anxiety literally running rampant, literally around the world these days, this is a wonderful message that will help you overcome that particular issue. How to Overcome Anxiety. You can find it at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Our YouTube channel is a very rich resource for you. We hope you'll take advantage of it. There are many videos there, but this latest one, How to Overcome Anxiety, offer it to you right now at basicgospel.net/YouTube, and of course, it's all free.
Yes, indeed. And you know, Bob, 40 million Americans suffer from some form of anxiety disorder. Now, that's before this COVID-19 pandemic.
Right.
So now anxiety levels are even higher for those that are experiencing anxiety as a part of their way of life. And then many more people, not only here in America, but around the world, are getting anxious.
Yes.
Because they're not sure what tomorrow's going to hold. They're not sure what next week is going to hold. They're wondering if they're going to have a job or if they'll have income or money to pay their bills and all of those sort of things. So anxiety is probably at an all-time high as far as the world population is concerned. And this is a biblical look at how we can get our eyes off of the problem and on to Jesus.
Yes.
That's the message of the Bible. He is big enough. He's holding this world together. He's got everything under control. We're out of control. We don't know what to do. This thing is kicking us right in the gut hard, and we don't know what to do. I look at all of the press conferences, and here are these scientists and these medical professionals, and they're just saying, mitigate, mitigate, mitigate. And what do they mean? They mean stay inside. Why? Because that's the only thing they know to do. There's not a medication that's available on the market that's going to cure this virus. We don't really know how to stop the spread. We don't know how long it's going. So there's enormous uncertainties. All that we have are computer models, and some of these computer models are really attacking the anxiety levels.
Man,
they're pushing
picture.
Those panic buttons. Yeah. If this thing doesn't happen, the whole world's going to die. Well, there's never been a virus in human history that has not eventually come to an end.
Yes.
That's just the way every virus, they start, and they start on an exponential line up, and boy, that gets scary. But at some point, the line starts to turn and it starts to go down, and we've certainly seen that in places. But we look at this stuff and we hear this stuff and we see those graphs, and as I said, it's just pushing the panic button inside of us. And so we need to get our eyes off of that and on to Jesus. And that's what this video will help you do, will help you get your eyes on Jesus Christ and to live one day at a time. That's how God has called us to live, one day at a time, one moment of a time. Why? Because he is the perpetual I am.
Yes.
He is going to help us in our present time of need. So we have a present time of need. Let's trust him at this present moment.
How to Overcome Anxiety, the video by Bob Christopher. You'll find it free at basicgospel.net/YouTube. Well, Bob, another weekend call. Let's listen.
Hello, sir. My name is Eddie from Hollister, California. I have a question. What Trump are we living in now? I heard we were living in the fifth Trump. So we await the Antichrist, which he comes in the sixth Trump, and Jesus Christ comes in the seventh Trump. So just checking in with you guys about that question, if we are living in the fifth Trump now. Thank you, sir. God bless you guys.
Well, Eddie, I have no earthly idea, and I could certainly speculate and look into the book of Revelation and compare that to what's going on out there in the world. And I could probably make a pretty persuasive argument that, yes, we may be in the fifth Trump, or we may be getting just about ready to hear the sixth Trump. But here's what the Bible has to say. No one knows the dates or the times. So if we were in the fifth Trump, what is that going to do for your day-to-day life right now? We know Jesus is coming back. That's the promise. And whether that happens tomorrow, whether it happens 100 years from now, or whether it happens 1,000 years from now, we live in light of that truth. We live in light of that hope. And so we ought to let that hope shape us here and now. And that's what I would encourage you to focus on. I don't know which Trump we're in. I don't think anyone on the planet does. Lots of people will speculate, but I do know we're living here and now. As Christians, Christ is with us, and we have the great promise that he, at some point in the future, he's going to come and get us and take us to where he is.
Yes, indeed. Great answer, Bob, and thank you, Eddie, for your reaching out to us. It's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from all our listeners. Remember, when you call and leave a message for us by voicemail, be sure to leave your first name at least so we can address you by name. Also, friends, want to remind you that to build your maturity and understanding as a child of God, we will encourage you to visit our online store at basicgospel.net. There also is a rich resource for you to take advantage of. And thanks for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. If you have questions or concerns, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you. And again, that number, 844-322-2742. You know, knowing Jesus is the most important experience in life. And our 5-CD message series, The Jesus You Can Know, will help you know him in an even more personal way. We want you to have a copy as our thanks for your gift to Basic Gospel to help us keep the good news coming. So you can click donate at basicgospel.net. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.